It's time for Utah Story Corps. Everyday people sharing their story at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal during July of last year. Vernie Heaney retired from teaching school in Vernal 8 years ago. Today she speaks with Story Corps about how her teaching ambitions helped her overcome shyness and led to a truly rewarding career.
I was excited to go to school. I remember that. I wanted to learn. I wanted really to learn how to read. But just was so shy, just couldn't talk to people. Then when I was a junior in high school, one of my friends, her dad was a doctor here, and her mother asked me if I wanted to be the receptionist. And then I was the only one who worked on Saturday, so I had to talk to people. It was a forced situation. And then when I went to the college, it was a small Catholic college in Kansas, and just all of those experiences being away from home. Mm-hmm. I started in as a sophomore. I was in a classroom every day, just doing little mini lessons and helping kids. Mm-hmm. And so slowly, yes, I had to do it to get the grade. And I wanted to be a teacher so badly that I did those kind of things.
How would you describe your teaching style or like your approach to your kids? Like, you obviously built these beautiful, lasting connections. How did you do that? What was it?
I'm kind of in that curiosity, throw out the question, how do you think this works? Or what do you think happens here? Particularly in that science and social studies. Reading and math are pretty much mm-hmm. cut and dried. I mean, you've got to teach those phonetic skills and those kind of things. But that curiosity, what do you think is going to happen next? How do you think that started? And hopefully that translates into their whole entire life of being curious and always wanting to find more. Yeah. You had such a close relationship with the kids, particularly in the elementary school. They were your kids for that year. You taught them everything. Maybe you'd have a music or a PE specialist, but not often. So you became that family for the year. And that's probably been the best part, having those kids that are now my friends from all over the U.S. Facebook has been a great, great thing for that. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, I needed some books moved, this clearinghouse that I do. So I just put it out on Facebook. I need some help tomorrow and the next day. You know, anybody can help me for 15, 20 minutes, whatever. Come up and help me. And so my old softball coach came and helped me, and my beautician helped me, and it was just great. And then this young man showed up that I'd never seen, and he said, is this where the books are needing moved? And I said, yeah, it is. I'd love some help. How did you hear about it? And he goes, well, my mom in Arkansas called me this morning and said, you go help my teacher. And I said, your mom is Portia, huh? He goes, how do you know? I said, she's the only person that I'm friends with on Facebook in Arkansas. And I'd had her in third grade.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was. It brought tears. I'm like, really? That she thought enough of me, she'd call her son who was living with her sister here to come help me out. Mm-hmm. And that's the joy of being a teacher, I think, is seeing them grown up. You never know when those fruits are going to bloom.
Support for this segment of the Utah Story Corps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.